Hey, we're back again. Who's we? You and me. All of us. All thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of listeners out there who listen to us on Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. I am Rick Adams, your radio avenger, coming to you tonight. Of course, we're here weeknights, 9 o'clock Central, right here on this great network. And the program is uncensored, Radio Free America. And indeed, many of you might ask, well, Rick, how did you get a name like Uncensored Radio Free America? Where did it come from? Well, originally, you know, was Radio Free Rhode Island, because that's where we originate from. And the reason for it was because at the time of 9/11, when we were under attack and the news basically was being fed by the government that the so-called Al-Qaeda network was responsible, and one by one, you know, all of the so-called statistics, facts, and figures about this conspiracy to somehow destroy America because of envy and because of jealousy of our great American way of life, you saw what happened on talk radio, didn't you? Well, I'm sure you saw it in your area, too. It was an endemic feeling across the nation, one of, hey, you'd better not contradict this message, and if you do, you're like President Bush says, you must be Al-Qaeda, because nobody would disagree with our great American leader, would they? Well, I was one who did, and I remember locally on talk radio up here that as soon as this attack had happened, the very next day, when phone callers were being encouraged to call, anyone who suggested that the United States government might not have been telling us the whole truth somehow was either cut off summarily or poo-pooed, laughed at, or just simply screened out. Well, we don't do that here. We don't screen callers, and that's why I like to do a talk program on a network like this, because I've never screened my callers. I've never, ever wanted to and believed in the necessity of doing that, because, see, most of the screening is not for purposes of better sounding radio. Heaven knows that's not true. But the real reason is to try to screen out and weed out callers who might say something that is not politically correct. Well, you don't have to worry about that on this program. That's why we call it Uncensored Radio Free America. And that's why it's catching on and growing like wildfire. Well, that's how it all started for me. Radio Free Rhode Island, Radio Free America. Because, you see, as I said earlier, the reality of the situation is that we are now governed by political correctness in this nation. And heaven forbid anyone suggest anything negative about this government here in America, that it might not be the government it claims it is, that it might be working even against the American people and might be the real enemy of our Constitution. Heaven forbid. Well, that's not the way it should be. You're supposed to just step in line and follow the leader, follow the president, even if it means right off the cliff. Well, not for Rick Adams. And not for you either. So tonight we're going to have a nice open heart-to-heart conversation. Anything is on your mind is fair game, but I'm going to bring up a couple of topics. And one of them will be this whole business of socialist insecurity and what the Bush administration is now doing and now playing the game of. We'll be inviting your calls. You don't want to miss out. Of course, we'll also be talking about various and sundry other issues, including the latest in the Middle East. So you definitely want to jump aboard. Remember, our number here is 800-313-9443. We'll be back after our first break. Rick Adams with you on rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152. Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Back here on Uncensored Radio Free America, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. I also call myself the Paul Revere of talk radio. Why? Because I'm sounding the alarm, and I think somebody needs to do it, and many of us are doing it here on these great shows. And I'll tell you, we need to be alarmed because of the news coming out of Washington every day. Mr. Bush and this administration and the hardliner Condi Rice certainly are looking for a fight with Syria. They're looking for a fight with Iran. And, you know, you have to laugh when you hear Condi Rice representing the neocon Zionists in this administration tell Syria that they have to get out of Lebanon, what forces they have left there. It's kind of amusing because here we are, the United States, right there occupying two countries. One of them is called Iraq, and the other one is called Afghanistan. I mean, isn't it a little silly and a little funny, to say the least? But that's the Orwellian nature of these people and what they're doing to us. All right, we're going to go right to the phones because we've got people already lined up to talk. Remember, our number is 800-313-9443. Hello, I believe this is Rodney from Texas. You're on the air with Rick Adams.
Rick, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Welcome to RBN.
Thank you.
Man, you're a breath of fresh air.
Thank you. So are you.
Yeah, you're very, very pleasant, and I appreciate the energy, you know, and your candor and some of the points that you mentioned in your, the opening of your show tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it brought back some memories of some people who Unfortunately, they met the wrath of this administration shortly thereafter 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
One that comes to mind is Bill Maher's, the show called Politically Incorrect.
Right.
That was the nature of his show, is to say things that would be considered politically incorrect in the mainstream, and this guy made some statements that he suspected that this administration was not being forthright with some of the information that was coming out on 9/11, and it didn't take them very long before they hacked his head off.
Yeah.
Figured
we saw what happened with the Dixie Chicks and all of those other performers that just didn't see eye to eye with Mr. Bush's policies.
Yeah, and now we're finding out that those people were not telling lies. They weren't just bad-mouthing it. There was a lot of merit.
Mm-hmm.
What Mars said and what the Dixie Chicks said, and we got probably 1,600-1,700 dead soldiers to prove it, and countless other soldiers who've been arms and legs blown off.
Not to mention the civilians that this
all
government has been responsible for killing.
Yeah, and we never did find the weapons of mass destruction.
But, you know, they knew all along that that wasn't even the issue. Whether they were there or not was not an issue in my mind. I don't know about you, but I always felt that whatever weapons Saddam Hussein still had, that was his business, not ours, as long as he never threatened us. And, you know, he never did threaten the United States, except when George Bush threatened him first. And remember, he was our client state. Killing Iranians was okay as long as he and the Iranians were killing each other. And when that ended at a cost of over a million lives, suddenly he became a bad man, you know? So, I mean, who's the worst of the two, Saddam Hussein or George Bush? Quite frankly, I have to say, George Bush has proven to be a scoundrel and a dictator, unfortunately.
Well, absolutely. And you mentioned this thing with the, saying things that are not necessarily palatable to the so-called mainstream. And you mentioned there in your opening part of your show that Americans, maybe this administration is not acting in our best interest. Well, I'd like to be even more demonstrative, Rick, and say they are not acting in our best interest, because every time we look around, there's some new part of the Patriot Act or some hate crimes law that's being passed, and what does that do for Americans, you know?
Yes.
I mean, it's counterproductive, and so...
Well, you think about it this way, Rodney, and that is that Mr. Bush came into office, if you remember, in his first term, he said, these were his words, now not mine, these were George Bush's words, that if we are humble, other countries will respect us. If we are basically kind to them and we don't go out of our way to alienate them, and we attempt to be a humble people in the sense of being a religious people, a Christian people, we will be able to have better relations with the world. All of a sudden, that changed on 9/11, and George Bush became this bull in a china closet, and all of a sudden said, we've got to take on the Afghan government, the Taliban, and now we've got to go over to Iraq, even though there was no connection. It's like, wow, what a flip, what a flop, you know, what a 180-degree turn, huh?
Well, you know, he was playing up to his constituents, and, you know, the 9/11 opened the door for him to do what was really in his heart, and that's to go out there and take over areas of the Middle East. And now we're seeing in Syria, there's no evidence that those people were responsible for the assassination of that leader. Don't you think it's rather strange, Rick, that it all happened when the United States wants and has already announced that they want to go into Syria and take that area?
Yeah.
And isn't it strange that all of these things just coincidentally, and I don't believe in coincidences, Rick, happen when the United States has been for over a year pointing the finger, saying that Syria is aiding and abetting people? Don't you think that all of this is just too coincidental that this is happening, and now there's no evidence that Syria was involved in the assassination that Lebanese prime minister.
Yeah, I mean, look, they may have wanted him out of the picture. They certainly have a vested interest in staying there. Some of it's not illegitimate, by the way, you know, under the Arab Mandate of 1976. But the fact of the matter is, as you point out, in the absence of any hard evidence that the Syrians were responsible for this assassination, boy, it didn't take George Bush very long to jump on that exploitative bandwagon, did it?
And to pull our ambassador out of there claiming that that Syria is responsible, and I guess all of this is to trigger our country once again going in there,
yes sir,
invading another country. It's really shameful.
And then the response is, as we expected, and maybe deliberately expected, was that Syria and Iran now would have some sort of rapprochement, get together, if you will, a mutual defense strategy, because they are surrounded by the presence of this military monstrosity called the United States Armed Services under the leadership of George Bush. I mean, if I were an Iranian and I were a Syrian, I certainly would be fearful that the United States is about to do something.
Well,
I can't blame them.
They already are, Rick. It's my understanding that our government is already running sorties and things over into the Iran airspace.
Been doing it for over a year, by the way.
Yeah, and I had read in the Washington Post probably 6 or 8 months ago that one of the senators made the mistake of asking, I think it was Paul Bremer, one of those guys at that time, why the money that was appropriated to help with the reconstruction of Iraq, they found out that money was being diverted over to setting up these little small military bases along the Iran border.
Yeah.
Okay. And he made the mistake of asking one of these guys, why are you doing this? Why isn't that money being used to help build up Iraq? And you know what? He was summarily kicked in the hind end and told to shut up, and we never heard anything else about that. But then now we hear, and I got into argument with a guy just yesterday, a neocon talk show host. The Chicago Tribune yesterday reported that Bush wants another close to $90 billion to continue the war in Iraq. And then the story right after that story in the Chicago Tribune was, what happened to the $9 billion that came up missing? They asked Paul Bremer about that, and he claimed that he didn't have time to be dealing with accounting errors, and that there was a war going on. And you read the story, it's absolutely appalling. But here was the response from the neocon guy. He says, well, that's ridiculous. All that's—it's a dead issue. It's a dead horse. It's a dead issue, and really, we shouldn't be. That money has already been spent. We're not going to find it. But I told him, I don't know about you, and maybe you agree with this, Rick. But if somebody stole the money out of your wallet or broke into your house and stole your money, you would want to know who stole it, so that they could pay for whatever crime that they committed.
Yes, sir.
Now, that was $9 billion of taxpayers' money. Don't you think that the taxpayers here in this country, even if 50% of this country do want
to
support the war, there's 50% who's against it. Don't you think that that other 50% have the right to know who stole that $9 billion? Bravo, B as in Bravo. Who stole the $9 billion? Where has it went? And for Paul,
no accountability, Rodney. No accountability.
Anyway, Rick, again, I want to welcome you to RBN.
Thank you.
You're a great American, and brother, please keep up the work.
Well, you put in a good word with RBN headquarters. You
certainly
give them a call. Tell them what you think.
All right.
Thank you, brother. We're going to take a break in a moment or so, but he's right. And one congressman used to say, a few billion here, a few billion there. Pretty soon we're talking real money. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055. Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
We're back. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, coast to coast, all over the world. Those of you who listen to us on RBNLive.com, this is Republic Radio. And, Radio Avenger here. Before we invite more of your phone calls, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the things that relate to this subject. We're talking a little bit, of course, about Iran and Syria and what's going on in the Middle East. And once again, there are people listening right now. I know there's somebody out there who's listening who probably says, in typical basic American fashion, you know, good, patriotic, honest people, saying, boy, I'm sick and tired of this America bashing, and this guy on the radio sounds like a smoothie. He sounds like a Benedict Arnold. You know, he just doesn't love America like George Bush does. Well, in fact, just the opposite is true. Let me allay your fears and put that myth to rest. You see, I consider myself to be a true American, and I also consider George Bush to be a traitor. And I would tell him that right to his face on a national audience if, in fact, we had an opportunity. But George Bush doesn't like to go on talk shows, neither do some of his other minions, simply because they can't control the audience or the host in this case. The fact of the matter is anybody who willfully and intentionally, as president, violates his oath of office and violates our Constitution by declaring war unilaterally, preemptively, and without Congress having the authority to do that, as is the case under our system of government, a republic, not a democracy, thank you. Anyone who does that, to me, is really a traitor. He's really not a good guy or an honest guy, and he's not an American. He is a Sovietist. He is a Marxist, a one-worlder, if you will, a globalist, a Zionist, anything but an American, you see. An American president like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and men of that sort and that stripe would say, no, America is here as a beacon to the world, not as a, quote, liberator for the oppressed, but as a beacon for the oppressed. And we are not going to go play God or play Mr. Dillon all over the world and pretend to be good guys, pretend to do it because we are truly altruistic. No, sir, hogwash. That ain't the case, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, just the opposite is true. With each passing day now, we see lie after lie after lie being exposed before the American public that has been the cornerstone of this administration. Quite honestly, one lie after another. You say, well, isn't that harsh language, Rick? Lie? Can't you just say a mistake? Well, let me put it to you this way. If you go to the supermarket 10 times, and 10 out of 10 times, you get shortchanged, do you think it's an accident or do you think it's deliberate? Well, I think it's deliberate. In fact, I know it's deliberate. 20 out of 20 times, yet get shortchanged again. Well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt again. No siree. My friends, sooner or later, we've got to come to grips with the reality of who and what these people are doing to our country, these neocon so-called conservatives who are nothing of the sort. They are Israel firsters. They are one worlders. They are not interested in American blood for American interests. And I hate to tell you that because there's somebody listening out there now whose son or daughter is out there in Iraq, and you're petrified, and rightfully so. The real enemy is not in Iraq. It's not an insurgent. The real enemy has control over Washington. People like Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl and Charles Krauthammer and people like Robert Kagan and Dulk Feith and others who believe that you are nothing more than a goy, if you will, a dog to be sent off to do the dirty work of the puppet masters. Well, I, for one, am not one of them. I object, and I won't do it. Nor will my son or daughter go out into any conflict which is truly in violation of our Constitution. That's why I call myself a real patriot, and you too. Whereas what's controlling Washington is not, my friends. You just look at this foreign budget, this foreign aid budget, this whole budget that Dick Cheney, our vice president, has said is a lean budget. And his boss, George Bush, said the same. And you look at what's in that budget and the increase of foreign aid, the increase of many, many, many sums of money, even to the Internal Revenue Service, to hire more agents of harassment so we can bring more money into Washington. These are hardly the trademarks of a conservative administration. And I've got before me some of those facts and figures tonight with foreign aid, including billions now to fight AIDS in Africa and debt relief for poor countries. It jumped from $19.7 billion to $22.8 billion, and that's not including the $18 billion for reconstruction in Iraq. So what we're seeing now is a massive redistribution of the wealth, our wealth, into the hands of the Halliburtons and the Unicalls and the Carlyles and the rest of that crowd. So that's what's happening. How about Social Security? Or as I say, socialist insecurity. Well, in the next half hour, believe me, I'm going to be talking a little bit about that too. But first, a few tidbits when we come back from our break, which will be coming up momentarily. Take that number down again. Our toll-free number you want to dial in is 800-313-9443. You're listening to Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com, OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
This is Uncensored Radio Free America. Spread the word. I'm Rick Adams with you every weeknight at this same time, this same hour, right here on Republic Broadcast Network. And very happy to be here. Thanks to the great people here, John Stadtmiller, of course, my great producer here, Paul, and all of you making this show so successful. We're going to go right back to the phones, but just a couple of tidbits of information. And that is, well, I noticed that Mort Zuckerman now, of course, you know, he's a big media magnate, a big publisher. And, of course, he publishes, what, the Daily News and U.S. News and World Report and a host of other publications. Well, now, he's very concerned about Hugo Chavez and what Hugo Chavez, who is the president of Venezuela, has been doing and cozying up to Fidel Castro again. And, of course, there's quite a bit of shall we say, resurgence of Marxism in Latin and South America these days. And we get like, 80,000 barrels of oil daily comes from Venezuela. And Mort Zuckerman is very concerned about what's going on there. And, well, I don't know if he's sincere or not, but Mr. Zuckerman, you know, to some people's surprise, a couple of years ago came out and did protest a little bit about the fact that we do need a very serious control over our, quote, immigration problem. Maybe he's having a change of heart, huh? For quite a, pretty much a liberal media magnate, of course, becoming more centrist and so-called to the right of what his previous positions are. And, of course, Rush Limbaugh saying goodbye to his third bride, and who'll be the fourth? I wonder, huh? And then there's the book, The Real Jimmy Carter. Steve Hayward has written, of course, and been reviewed very favorably, The Record of Jimmy Carter's Foreign Policy. Well, we've talked about that in the past on my local program, and we'll talk a little bit more about Jimmy and what really happened during the Carter administration and how it's going to affect us today. The Camp David agreements, of course, the oil program, the fact that Jimmy Carter fired his head of the U.S. Geological Survey, who said that we had quite a bit of oil left in America if we were allowed to get it. All right, let's do this now. Let's invite your phone calls, and we'll get on to Social Security, I promise you, before the end of the program. Our number here is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the program Uncensored Radio Free America. And Charlene in Texas, you're next.
Wow, I can't believe I came on so soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're here.
Really good to hear you, Rick.
Thank you.
I just want to please ask everyone who's listening to this show to please pray for America and for the world.
Amen.
And to do it by singing the very song that whoever it was of the cabinet who came on in 911, God Bless America. And we can substitute America for world. God bless our world. Okay? And then if they don't know God Bless America, they could sing, Oh Beautiful. There's a saying that says when we sing, we pray twice. And so I just want to ask everyone to just really pray, you know, for our country and for our world.
We certainly need prayer, and we need to pray for a change of heart, repentance as well.
Really, really, absolutely. And
yes.
That's just what I wanted to say. I think that's just very powerful, and I will keep listening, Rick, and I thank you for everything you're doing.
You spread the word. Thank you, Charlene. Yeah, she's hitting on something. Prayer is important, but I think more than anything, when we pray, we ought to pray individually, faithfully, in the name of Yeshua Yamashia, the Son of God, Christ, and we need to pray that God will spare our nation from the judgment to come. We need to pray that people begin to repent, and that He rebuke those evil forces that are running and ruining this administration, this government, this people, and I think that's important to do so. I'm always praying for that and praying that God's will be done, and it will be done. Nothing will frustrate His will. I'm afraid that, you know, with the days ahead and the trials and tribulations that we face, if we don't pray and we don't have God in our lives, I'm afraid it's not going to be easy for some people to deal with. But for me, I can say quite honestly, I'm quite faithful and I'm quite confident of the outcome. All right, let's take the next call. Harold from Tennessee. Hi, Harold.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear a new voice on the radio.
Well, appreciate that, young fella.
A young fella? Ooh, I wish I was.
Well, you got a lot of
really,
vigor in your voice.
I really don't, because I'd probably get drafted.
Well, we shouldn't be laughing about that, should we? Because they've already talked about that draft, reimposition of the draft, have they not?
Right. I've been there and done that.
Yes, sir.
You know, they're jumping over Iran, saying they got nuclear weapons, and Iran say they don't, like Hussein did.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, North Korea, they're saying they got weapons, but the United States ain't messing with them folks.
Uh-huh.
Because I messed with them over, and they're a pretty mean bunch of fellas.
Yes, sir.
And, but the Bible, you know, it says that Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia was aiming to be laid waste about the end of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's getting just about there, don't it?
Well, yeah. You know, you can read a lot of books and compare them with the scripture. I'm looking at one now by Don Preston. Who is this Babylon? The revived Babylonian Empire in these last days, you know, It's interesting because you have people who, like Hal Lindsey, who have been wrong so many times but hasn't stopped them from making millions of dollars on movies like The Late Great Planet Earth. And
yeah,
books.
And The Rapture and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Bull.
Yeah, but you see what's happening now is we see the Arabs are not in control anymore of their lives. The sons of Ishmael are actually being dispossessed of their land, and who is doing it but the sons of Edom and those who we call the Kenites today, who are really in control of American foreign policy. These are the Zionists. And
right. The
it's all leading up to one thing, my friend. Harold, it's leading up to the city of Jerusalem, ancient Babylon revisited.
Mm-hmm. That it is. I'll have to agree with you 100%.
Uh-huh. Indeed, that's what's happening, isn't it? The power
mm-hmm.
base is all going to one city, that city of Jerusalem, where today Europe is coming under their control, the United States is doing their dirty work, and it looks like they want total, complete power all over the world.
Right, and the next world power is going to be the United States of Europe.
Yes, sir.
And then China and Russia is going to come against them.
Mm-hmm.
So things are going to get hairy in the next few.
Yeah, but we don't have to worry. I think many of us are pretty confident of the outcome.
I know who's going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
I done read the book. And
yep.
But Fuhrer Bush, he claims to, but I don't believe he's read that book. Do you?
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. Satan reads, too, you know. Satan reads the Bible, and he appears in church every day.
That's where he's at,
mm-hmm.
because he knows he got them church folks.
Yes, sir. I'll say that I would not want to be in George Bush's shoes.
No, sir.
Judgment Day.
I don't want to be even close to him.
Harold, you're a man after my own heart, Harold. Thank you for your call, my friend.
Okay, Rick. We'll
be listening. Welcome aboard. All righty. Hey, we'll take more calls in a moment. I just wanted to spend a few moments now on this program talking a little bit about this Social Security. And, you know, all of a sudden, George Bush and the neocons have made this another hallmark of their inventiveness, if you will, or reinventiveness, and the business of reform. And all of a sudden, George Bush is money conscious. Now, wait a minute. Now, doesn't this sound a little bit strange? George Bush, who is the largest spending president in history, giving us the largest deficits, the largest indebtedness, the biggest budgets ever in the history of this nation, all of a sudden is concerned about Social Security and the fact that the money is not going to be there, the transfer payments from the workers who work today to the recipients who collect today is not going to be there in a few short years, supposedly. Now, this is a very difficult subject, and I say it's difficult because there are many people listening to me who live on Social Security and who, through no fault of their own, have had to subsist, if you can call it that, on this meager amount of money that they get. And I am not one of those who would begrudge them a penny of it. Absolutely not. They worked for it, and they certainly should get the money back that was taken from them. Nevertheless, when we speak about Social Security, we have to go back to the origins of it and how Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we used to call him, you know, FDR, Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt. Well, he created, his socialist administration created the whole concept of a New Deal based on Benito Mussolini, largely, and his fascism in Europe and in Italy. The concept of the superstate, big brother, big papa, big mama. And see, don't forget, we had been through this depression that was created by the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, and the big banks of Europe. And after they created the depression through the Federal Reserve, people were starving. People didn't know what to do. So what did they do? They offered a solution. They said, look, we will make the state your God instead of God your God. So they came up with this thing called the New Deal. I used to call it the Raw Deal, but in any event, that's what it turned out to be. A simple little program to help put aside money. It was called an insurance scheme. And that's what it was supposed to be, an insurance scheme, not a pension, but an insurance scheme to try to help you through those times in the future. Well, of course, what it has become is another welfare program, largely, a program of dependency, a program where the state takes care of people, and, of course, we all look forward now to the government rather than to God, don't we? Or we look forward to buying that lottery ticket, that gambling ticket, because we think we can make money and be happy. See, money will make us happy, we think. Well, the reality is it doesn't. Social Security was probably the biggest fraud ever to be perpetrated upon the American people, except for World War II. Both of them came under the Roosevelt administration. Both of them were engineered and created and manufactured by the same people who basically took over America's foreign policy and domestic policy around the turn of the previous century, pretty close to the time of 1919, with the Council on Foreign Relations having been created, Woodrow Wilson's administration, Edward Mandel, House, and, of course, a number of other people who created this dependency state, this idea that we could look forward to the government. The government would solve America's problems, and the government would become the guardian of democracy. This is their word now, not mine. Democracy had to be, quote, created or rescued, unquote, all across the globe. That was Woodrow Wilson's pledge. Democracy, interventionism, internationalism for the sake of promoting a better world. Well, the world didn't turn out too good, did it, after World War I? In fact, none of the problems that World War I was supposed to address were solved. We had to get into another war. But between the two wars was this depression and the creation of Social Security. Now, Social Security is something that George Bush and Franklin Roosevelt have in common. In fact, the Washington Post, I was reading January 16th, you know, compared FDR's New Deal and George Bush's ownership society, and they said that about changing Social Security funding, quote, "This shift from the New Deal to the ownership society is a sea change in the way Americans view the relationship between themselves and the government, and between themselves and the rest of society. Whereas government, unions, and other collective organizations were widely seen in the 1930s as placing a safety net under workers and their families, today they are regarded by many people, especially in the red states, as stifling enterprise and protecting the lazy." And the Washington Post said, in contrast to the New Deal, the ownership society will have optional elements with greater rewards, but also far greater risk. While the administration's Social Security plan taps into taxes that workers are already paying, a key element of the ownership society is that to take full advantage of it, you must put up a great deal more of our own money or your own money, pay to play, if you will. Well, that's not quite true, you see. Now, the administration is putting forth a small privatization, if you will, of socialist insecurity. In reality, eventually the whole program would have to be privatized if it were to work. Social Security is not a safety net. It is not a true insurance plan. It is what we call a Ponzi scheme, a transfer scheme, a redistribution of the wealth. You see, if you call Social Security Administration tomorrow, they will tell you we are not in the business of providing you with a trust fund. There are no trust funds for you. There are no numbered accounts. None of these things exist. It is a transfer from the taxpayer through the Social Security Administration, some of that money invested, and then paid right out on a pay-as-you-go basis. My friends, it's nothing but a fraud, always has been and always will be, but now generation after generation has become accustomed to it. And the super state, the daddy state, is what is the greatest enemy we have today. George Bush doesn't promise to deal with the problem forthrightly. He wants to put a Band-Aid on it. But see, George Bush has another agenda. His handlers, his controllers, have other ideas about Social Security and diverting huge sums of money into future wars, future aggression, future imperialist ventures. Pax Americana is what it's called, isn't it? Now we're talking about tax increases, FICA taxes, other taxes being imposed on those who are well-to-do, facing a means test, increasing the age of people to collect, and cuts, of course. You see, we do have a major problem on our hand, but the problem is the system itself, the system of socialism. It just doesn't work. We were lied to in the 1930s, and George Bush isn't quite honest with us on this either, has he been? No. Remember the proposal for prescription drug reform? The price has more than doubled. Secretary of the Treasury at the time, Paul O'Neill, told us that, didn't he? Told us they were more concerned about going to war than about domestic matters. And we were lied to by them, even as he spoke to Ron Suskind and wrote his book, The Price of Loyalty. So Social Security is going to be a topic we'll be dealing with in the future. Have some economists on and people on to talk about it. But suffice it to say, right now it's time for a break, and we're going to return with your final calls, if you will, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Okay, thank you. Good choice of music there, Paul. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're just getting started. So give me a little bit of time here. Give my normal opening and closing for the show. And I have these little snippets that I play, you know, little pieces of dialogue from movies that I think you'll get a kick out of as we go along, some of them from some Western films that I think you'll find absolutely fun. We did it up here in Rhode Island on the local show, and they're always amusing to hear little snippets of dialogue, you know, from a movie like Town Tamer or Johnny Reno or Confessions of a Police Captain, and some of these great movies, you know, that you'll be hearing more about as time goes on. Of course, we're getting into that time of year, you know, the Academy Awards and all of that claptrap, and Chris Rock, with his clean dialogue, his wonderfully clean tongue, will be the MC, of course. Anyway, you know, I don't watch it, even though I've been in the film business, the film hobby, over the last 30 years or so, real film and real collectible film, going back to the 1890s, you know. Motion pictures started in that era, so we're over 110 years of film. And my favorites, of course, are Stan and Ollie, Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. We'll have to get into that a little bit later. But anyway, we've got about 3 minutes here, I think, if you want to make a quick call. If you don't, that's fine, because you know I can talk forever. Tomorrow night will be another night. We may or may not have a guest tomorrow night or Friday night, but we're booking a couple. And, of course, Charlie Reese, syndicated columnist Charlie Reese, will be with us on this program soon. I think maybe next week. Charlie Reese is syndicated. He used to be with the Orlando Sentinel. And now, of course, he's syndicated through the King Features Syndicate, I believe, and he gets quite a robust response. He's not very well liked by the globalists and the interventionists and the Zionists. He has a way with words, and he's a great columnist. He doesn't mince any words when he tells you about how he's a George Washington type of non-interventionist conservative. And that's what he believes in America only. Not that we should somehow be harmful or declare war on other nations and ignore their plight people to people, like the disasters we've had and so forth, but that we should try to mind our own business. Yeah, it worked for about 150 years or so, and it could work today if we'd get the White House and the Congress to listen to us instead of the power elite. Huh? Wouldn't that be a nice idea? Well, anyway, I do believe in praying for America, as the previous caller said. We really need to do that very seriously, and we need to pray for ourselves, because we are definitely heading into some very troubled waters, and we need to put on the whole armor of God, I guess. That's the way I look at it. I think you would, too. I think you'll agree with me on that. And that's the important thing, is knowing these facts. Knowing that with this, the so-called Social Security scheme, the reforms, they're not going anywhere. They're all fraudulent because they don't address the major problem, just like we don't with foreign policy. So all I can say is, who's kidding whom? I'm not being fooled, and you're not being fooled, are you? Absolutely not. None of us is. And as we come to the end of tonight's program on the Republic Broadcasting Network, I certainly am grateful for those of you who listen, those of you who call. Many, of course, most will never call. They'll listen. And that's great, because we have a lot to talk about, you and me. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow night right here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger for Uncensored Radio. Free America. Good night.
Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.